In today's Gospel reading, we heard of Simon Peter having one of those moments when everything suddenly makes sense. He understands that everything belongs together in a beautiful and harmonious whole. Now, we know that Simon Peter is not measured or clever or wise in general. He's impetuous. He can get things badly wrong. He goes off on all sorts of false trails. And we do. And over the time Jesus and his disciples have spent together, what Jesus has said and done has often troubled him deeply. But he's an open book. He's humble. And he loves Jesus with a fierce loyalty. And sometimes, just sometimes, he suddenly knows the truth in a penetrating moment of insight. Jesus recognizes that. He delights in it. And these instants can't be counted up or planned. They are gifts from God. So we might ask, what is it that makes those moments of insight possible for him, possible for us in our own lives? Because they don't generally come out of a completely clear blue sky. We're somehow prepared for them, because they're often around things that we've been wrestling with for a bit. We have found some sort of way of thinking them through, of expressing them. It's familiar territory, even though we can't find a way through it. Now, I want you to perhaps think about learning to do something that you found was hard. Maybe earlier on in your life, like riding a bike or learning to swim. That moment when you first take off and you feel you can do it, you in a way are it, is very special. But it's only later that we realise how much preparation, support, trust it takes for that to happen. Maybe just to get your feet off the bottom of that swimming pool. Often, people we knew and trusted helped us to persevere, enabled that to happen. Perhaps we were in a group that was encouraging and safe. But of course, nobody else can do that preparation, that practice for us. Because all of that is just part and parcel of the process. And as we know, our life of faith develops in much the same way. Although we all have our own experience of faith, the truth at the heart of it is the same for each and every one of us. That Jesus was born, lived, died, rose from the dead, out of love for us. And that's too precious just to be parroted words. And that can happen unless the Holy Spirit breathes life into those words and life into us. Maybe, just maybe, that's why Jesus instructs his disciples not to tell other people he's the Messiah. We can come to that understanding with our heads. Whether and when a deeper sense of that is revealed to us, perhaps in us and through us too, is in God's gift alone. And we can't second guess that for other people. A moment when everything becomes clear, becomes beautiful, becomes true, is not something you can arrange or plan. Someone else. It's a gift of God through the Holy Spirit, plain and simple. God also gives us safe places to wrestle with the difficult times in our lives. We are to care for each other in our friendship and our faith groups here and beyond. And as we persevere in our faith, the landscape we all go through can range from delightful to challenging in the extreme, and we all know this. Aspects of Paul's letters are there to help see us through such times, to encourage us, to keep us on track. They remind us that building church communities, faith communities, gives us ways to nurture each other and to grow in our faith, in both breadth and depth. We can challenge and support each other over knitting and laughter and cake and pom-poms and whatever. And when we've forgotten to get milk, or whatever it might be, we might hear Paul's words in our heads, as from the lesson today about not picking ourselves up. "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought," he says. Paul remembers how God needed to get him off his high horse, so that literally, really, so that he could serve the kingdom. And why would we, each and every one of us, be any different? He knows that we are wise if we start from who we are and where we are and dear, what we are. And that means a safe and loving community for it to be any sort of reality. Otherwise, we feel the need to defend, to protect ourselves. But if we don't need to be perfect, it's okay to be real. It's okay to be us. Paul says, look at what you've got. What are you good at? Great. Develop it. Use it to the glory of God. Just do it. Be it. Other people are good at other stuff. It'll all come together if we do that in love, in humility, and with respect for each other and to the glory of God. The kingdom will grow if and as we are faithful to it. In our church community here, may we enable and appreciate each other's gifts and our own, and use them to the glory of God always.